Hello, Taurus friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Taurus April 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. I'm calling the theme of this month, Once in a Lifetime Aspect in Your Sign. So this is a pretty power-packed experience, and we will go into that. We also have eclipses. I bet you're glad you're not in the hot seat as much as you were from the end of 2021 to the end of 2023 when the eclipse cycle was in your sign and you were just getting shellacked for years. But there are still things to know. Plus, we have birthdays. We've got a crowding of energy in your 12th house, which is very significant, which we're going to talk about. And we also have a full moon in Scorpio, which is in your opposing sign. So we've got a lot of things to cover. We'll just go in order here and give you a nice synopsis of the month. So let's just lead out with this big once-in-a-lifetime transit. Jupiter and Uranus are coming together in the form of a conjunction. These planets get together around every 14 years, so it's kind of rare from that perspective, but they get together in Taurus every 85 years. So that's the bigger thing here, okay? The last time this happened, in 1941, the British engineer Frank Whittle put a patent on the jet engine, and we see what's happened in our lives because of that. So it's just revolutionized, you know, our lives with innovative solutions. And that is the type of energy that is happening now. So we will see major breakthroughs worldwide from this aspect. It happens on April 20th, but it's so powerful that it's super strong for at least a month before and after. So the end of, the end of March through the, you know, well into May, we're definitely feeling this. And the closer to April 20th, the bigger. Now, it will give everyone, every zodiac sign, possibilities and breakthroughs and innovative solutions and unbelievable technological and scientific advances and, you know, breakthroughs in your personal life, your business life, in every arena. But those of you who are close to 21 degrees where this would happen, you're going to get an extra very notable bump from this. Okay, so let's talk about that. I'm giving a 7-degree window orb for this. So we'll say 14 degrees through 28 degrees. So that's like May 4th through May 19th and the closer to around May 11th, the more you'll get that direct hit from this aspect. So, you know, all of you are, you know, even more in a position to have notable outcomes from this. But like I said, it's usable by everybody. I am going to do one, maybe two separate reports on the magic and the impossible mayhem and just all of the things that can happen from this very intense earth-shaking transit, this once-in-a-lifetime happening in Taurus thing. You know, unless somebody lives more than 85 years, then they will have gone through it more than once. But many people, you know, this is a very rare one. So I'm going to go into more of that. And so if you are not subscribed wherever you're listening to me, then definitely subscribe. If you're on YouTube, click the bell because then my my post will get into your feed. I'm posting now more than I ever have. And I've been, you know, a constant YouTuber for at least 12 years. So you don't want to miss anything is the point. I'm not posting as predictably just my horoscopes monthly. I'm posting like a maniac. So you don't want to miss anything. Now to help you not miss anything, and I have a lot more I want to go into, I just want to give you this information so you can access all my posts because I am posting about the full moons, new moons, you know, these big notable transits. At anniehelpsyou.com/astrology, I have an updating current and upcoming astrology playlist. And I have the syndicated podcast playlist there as well. This way, in one place, you can access all of that. I've been having trouble navigating on YouTube mobile. And I've noticed that between the pop-up ads and all the things that they're doing, I'm not able to stay on the thing that I'm trying to watch. And it's really hard to follow certain things in the mobile view. So I put that there for you to make it a little bit easier. And that link for YouTubers, this is on the corner of this video, or I'll put it underneath the podcast and video as a link to that page as well. Okay, so let's talk about birthdays. So April, we're getting closer to the time where at least some of you are going to have your birthday. And what that means is that before that happens, the sun goes into the 12th house. It's not only the sun that's there, because when planets move through Aries before they get to Taurus, you know, where it restarts the whole cycle again, when it goes, everything goes into your first house. Before it gets to Taurus, everything goes into Aries. So first of all, this is the astrological new year. Happy astrological new year. March 21st started that. April 8th, the 19 degree solar eclipse in Aries is kicking off this astrological new year party with a very intense bang. And so the eclipse the transiting North Node, Chiron, Mercury in retrograde, the Sun, and soon into April, Venus are all in Aries, are all crowding your 12th house. And this is a mega time. So this is a time where your imagination can run wild, for better or worse. Your fears can get the best of you. Addictions can get out of hand. Imagination can be prolific, and creations from imagination can be prolific. Dream space can be off the charts. Figuring things out from dream space can be off the charts. This is, you know, just a mega time of this very internal energy, which is weird because Aries is very external. You know, it's very active. So we've got this interesting push and pull this month where the eclipse, all the Aries energy, the outer planets still moving direct are saying, go, 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 active, active, make things happen, ambition, motivation. But then the fact that they're in this Pisces quiet, introspective house, the fact that we still have a Mars transit through the full sign of Pisces all this month of April, and the fact that we have Mercury retrograde is like saying inward and backward, you know, don't have big ambitions, have ambitions for what's around you. And that's one of the ways you can make the most of this energy. And the same thing with these revolutionary breakthroughs that are happening from this aspect. It's like, some things may just crack through without you having to do anything, or past work that you've done can just manifest in amazing results at this time. The way to know if you're on track with your actions is if you're getting frustrated. If you're trying to make something happen and it's frustrating you, you're not on the right track. Dial it back and just deal with what's around you. Many squeaky wheels, as I'm calling them this month, are going to want your attention. So you just go around oiling the things that are most asking for your attention. You might have to put on a shelf some of the bigger ambitions, some of the bigger visions. Now you can have them and you can run wild with them and you can set the goals and you can play and you can research, but certain things may be moving forward in a big way internally while certain other things externally. There's this weird just like push and pull of the external and the internal space, and you'll be feeling it. Once we get into May, a lot of the catalyst effects of these Aries placements and of the eclipses might start to really go forward. We're kind of a little bit in a partial holding pattern in April. April 1st through April 25th is when the actual retrograde is. March 20th, we have the pre-transit shadow period start, and then the post-transit shadow goes until May 14th. So this whole cycle is going to be very much about clearing up things that are right in front of you right now, and that may require you to go inside into your emotional space where you can make a lot of activity in your inner world that can then really show up in your outer world soon. Okay, so let's see what else we're going to talk about there. Let's talk about the water energies, more of them. So first of all, one more thing about birthdays. So we tend to see a lot of what we don't want before our birthday time, or if you're watching for a Taurus placement that is not your sun sign, then whatever your Taurus placement is, the sun is going to cross that point. And when it does, it opens up a new cycle for intentions for your birthday. It opens up a cycle for wishing. And so in the time before that happens, it more or less creates a situation where you see the things that you don't want so that you know how to use your wishes and your intention setting to create the things you do want. And sometimes if you're not completely sure about what you want, you at least can get clear about what you don't want. I don't know what I want, but I don't want that, right? So you can use that energy to kind of gear your focus and use this, use all of this. So sometimes people start partying or celebrating early, as people like to say, before their birthdays. I used to do that too when I drank a very long time ago. And then as I got deeper into astrology, I understood, oh, well, the time before your birthday, your 12th house is cluttered, at least with the sun and probably other things. And your mind space, you get more anxious. And sometimes a response to anxiety is to use different substances. So if you know this is going on, maybe this time you can do something different or more productive rather than trying to push it down and suppress it. You might be able to just greet it and let it clear. So this could be a time of profound breakthroughs that can affect you not just now, but for the rest of your life. So on the topic of the water energy, let's talk about Mars, because it is still making this transit through Pisces. And water transits in general, especially when there's a transit going through a water sign, especially in Pisces, this is actually a nice angle for Taurus. This is a 60 degree angle of opportunity. So all month, so from the end of March to the end of April, you're going to have everybody in the Taurus spectrum get a kiss from Mars. Ambition, you know, certainty, vibrance, exhilaration, pioneering energy, trailblazing energy, motivation, all of that can happen. And this is also bringing up important networking opportunities for you, internet-based projects, technologically-based projects. All of these things are very active because the 11th house is what's getting featured with the Mars movement. So you may feel like a little horsey trying to get these things done. And, you know, another way actually you can use this is to take a social media break. So this is kind of, you know, an interesting way to look at it. This introspective space could cause you to take action on stepping away from some of the social ties if you're overwhelmed from them. And then you have a lot more energy to do things with that Mars, oomph that is different than getting wrapped up on the computer. So it can go either way. All right. Now, while we're talking about the water energy, let's talk about the full moon in Scorpio. That is going to happen opposing your sign. We'll talk about the layers of this. April 18th, we've got the full moon at 4 degrees of Scorpio. April 15th through around April 21st, you'll be feeling this very strongly, insomnia. You know, a lot of the things that I talked about with this full 12th house will be active, you know, from this full moon extra as well. Lunar, you know, insomnia, those kind of things. Active dream time, active work with your subconscious mind, active meditative experiences, transcendental meditative experiences, all of that can also be boosted by this full moon. You may see fullness, completion, fruition, drama come to anything having to do with relationships. And this is times two for Taurus because Scorpio rules deep relationships with money and intimacy. And it's happening in your house of Libra, which is one of the other relationship houses. So you've got a double relationship focus with this full moon. Very prominent things may come out at this time, or you may just have an amazing experience, you know, with somebody close to you, or a really good money deal comes through, or something gets brought to light. There's a discovery that's made, and there could be some intensity to it in a good way. Like it just could blow your mind, or there could be intensity to it in a dramatic, not as good way. This is a water full moon. Full moons always bring extra water emotionally and sometimes actually watered where it's not supposed to be through flooding or cracked pipes or things like that. So just be extra careful there. And this is in opposition for you. So opposition means there's push and pull. You're being pulled in two different directions. As it is, the Aries Libra eclipse cycle is pulling in the me, we spectrum, me versus we, my stuff and our stuff. You know, all of this stuff is coming up. And then where this moon is happening is also telling the same story. So you've got a lot of me versus we coming up. Now, all of the Tauruses will feel this, can use it, but then it will be even more intense for those of you who are in the early Taurus spectrum. Okay, so if you're an April born Taurus, the closer to 4 degrees, so that's going to be like April 26th, April 27th, somewhere like that. All of April born, but the closer to those degrees, the more of an intensity you'll feel here with this. Okay, so I do have a write-up, April 2024 astrology. You can access this by going to anniehelpsyou.com, put your name and email address in. When you get the welcome letter, click on the archive link. In the search button, go for April 2024 astrology. You can find my write-up with all my sweet and salty dates. You can see the dates to be awareful and careful of, and the dates that I'm excited about, most excited about, some other things that we haven't talked about here in this report. And then on that same page, so that's my Unleash button, you'll see it there. Then I have the Upgrade button where you can see my Secret Star Portal. I am creating more content than ever. I am making it early still, and I am posting early posts in the Secret Star Portal. They're coming public more closer to the time where they're active for. But if you want my early posts, you can go to the Secret Star Portal. You can also search for this organically, Annie Botticelli Secret Star Portal. And I have my written horoscopes there. I have early content. I have almost 2 years of evergreen information that you can access. It's a wonderland. If you want to learn astrology more deeply, you can go to my up-level button on that same page, anniehelpsyou.com. And this is also in the link up at the top of YouTube or in the notes underneath the podcast or YouTube that you can find this. So you can see my astrology certification course. So if you've ever been wanting to learn astrology, if you want to learn how to earn money as an astrologer, I can help you with all of this. I've had many people, even before they've completed the course, getting paid for astrology readings. This is a type of pricing on this course that you can very easily pay off this course with the money that you make from astrology readings very quickly. The return on investment is unlimited. So you can check all of that out at anniehelpsyou.com. Just click on the up level button. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month.